This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he's looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the finance minister said, "People from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move." She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic effort. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST ke reform se desh ke aarthik unnati mein bhi bahut bada ek laabh milega. Agar hum pure economics ke point of view se baat karein, hamari desh ki GDP hai kareeb 330 lakh crore ki abhi. Isme se kareeb 202 lakh crore hamara consumption hai. 202 lakh crore jo consumption hai, ye agar GST ke is chhoot ke baad mein agar 10% bhi badhta hai to 20 lakh crore ki extra GDP desh mein aati hai. To ye apne aap mein bahut mahatvapurna hai because production jab badhta hai to swabhavik hai ki uska rozgar ka impact aata hai. Swabhavik hai ki bahut sari jo jitni hamari aarthik gatividhiyan hai wo sab badhne lagti hai.
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh inaugurated the campus tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup launchpad will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said to sustain the startup movement should have a very strong industry linkage. INS Kadmat was accorded the honour of conducting and leading the mobile fleet review on 4th of this month as part of Papua New Guinea's 50th Independence Day celebrations. It is an indigenously designed and built anti-submarine warfare corvette. Defence Ministry said in a statement that the seven warships representing five countries sailed with precision at a distance of 600 yards between each vessel in a single column. It highlighted the ability of Indian Navy to operate in a multinational environment, reaffirming its standing as a highly trained and professional force. Northern Railways will run a pair of local passenger train service between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station and Sangaldan station for 5 days from Monday. This will aid the passengers stranded due to incessant rains and flash floods of Riyasi and Ramban. The service will help restore the critical connectivity and will serve as a lifeline till road connectivity is restored. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances to the summit clash. Undefeated so far, the Indian team is a strong contender for the title in the 12th Men's Asia Cup Championship, vying for a fourth Asia Cup title and a second on the home soil. That is the end of this news bulletin.